As well, yeah, one of the things that I want to talk about there, and it's the problem we have, is science is saying that decking on docks, which we've all had before, like solid wood planking and so forth, isn't the best. They prefer light to pass through, right? And in fact, the Department of Ecology and DNR are totally on the board with this, and the tribes are as well. And that's one of the reasons some of the covered moorage issues we have at the marina. It's an expensive fight. So we actually have to do a couple, we have to have pass-through lighting on the decking. Well, we're looking at a couple options. Well, we can't do clear, you know, like plastics or those or that kind of stuff, and because it would be slippery, but we can do things like grating. But I can tell you, the frustrating thing for me is, that may be the answer, is using grating, but some, you know, it's a fishing pier, so how many dads with their son and the tackle getting caught in grating will think we're all idiots, right? But the truth is, it may be the best material we can use. Anyway, I'm letting the staff handle that, but that's the reality there. But it's coming along and exciting. Next slide, please. Oh, I just got informed. So the ferry meeting will actually be December 1st. So it was going to be November 17th. It's moving to December 1st. Thank you. I hadn't looked at the futures. All right, so I'm just going to talk about this really quick. I believe several of you attended a meeting with Scott and Dan and Katie talking about the LMNN and docs and so forth. I mean, I think that's marina business. I want to see success. I want to find it. I want the enterprise fund to be sustainable. You know, obviously with the dry stack storage and the moorage not being covered and so forth as they move forward. I know everybody's got an issue about that, but we are moving forward. The docks need to be replaced, and we're excited to move on and get that process going. And go ahead to the next slide. You'll probably, this was just, I just did it where they showed L&M and what the phases were, but I think if there's not anybody aware of this, I'd be glad to take time afterwards to explain it to you. But they're thinking comprehensively, they're thinking it out very well, I think, and I hope we get to work on LMNN as soon as we possibly can, and eventually as we replace all the docks. I will say one thing, this part of the marina is going to need the seawall redone, so that's going to be a little problematic, but we're already working on permitting and things like that to try to get ahead of the game. Next slide. All right, so we did the passenger ferry. I talked about it a little bit. This is one of those things where the feedback from the public was tremendously positive. And we were excited. I don't have the numbers here. We're gonna get them the 1st of December. But what was neat about it is a lot of our residents and surrounding community loved it. But what I was more surprised, I knew we'd get people from Seattle coming to our city. But I was surprised at how many would come, which was great to see. And also, I knew that some of our restaurants might do better, but I was shocked to hear some of the feedback. Do a lot of people know the teacup, right? Well, the teacup wrote me an email, and I forwarded it to Michael and Bonnie. And on September 10th, they had already made their month of September, and it was due to the extra traffic that they were getting from the passenger ferry. So what's nice about this is it's generating business for our downtown community. And this is part of that economic driver we're trying to do as we move the city forward. I'm not sure if the thing will make money, but I kind of look at it like a park. You know, we might have to subsidize it to some degree, but if it's providing a great service for our community, like the beach park is where we rent out the facility and it doesn't break even either. And it also provides a draw in and starts to really give us recognition from the surrounding community and in tourism, then it's a big plus, because in the end, I think it will be a great gain. The other thing is, how many people knew about the ferry? Just raise your hand, right? Everybody raises their hand. I went to a meeting in South King County on a mayor's meeting, and I asked the same question, and not only did everybody raise their hand, but the wait staff rose their hand too. So the PR you know, the fact that we got recognized throughout the community, this ferry, one of the intangibles, you might say, it put us on the map. Go ahead. All right, so really quick, the Marina Development Meeting, we had one on the 27th, as I asked before, many of you attended it. Go ahead, next slide, please. So obviously, the big news is we were in the city manager, some of the staff, and a few of us that had the opportunity to talk to the investors and developers. We're very honest about the feedback. We all think we have a great place there. We're looking at to just remind you, the adaptive purpose building, which will do dry stack storage, SR3 coming over there, which if we could set it up where people could see the treatment of the baby seals and things like that without affecting the animals would be a tremendous tourist draw. The community meeting area in there and so forth. All great benefits. The harbor steps with an herb stream tied to the downtown and the alleyway to really tie the two together and really draw interest from investors and developers to buy some of these vacant properties or even the older buildings and redevelop to move us toward the future is a tremendous benefit. We all knew we have an issue with parking, and we were talking about that, and we also had to look at a hotel option. At first, we had the hotel being back here, but we really didn't have, we had some answer for the parking, but not a complete answer. Through some of the discussion with the investors and developers who participated in the first RFQ process, they quite frankly said, they made suggestions and they talked about the fact that would we consider putting the hotel out in the parking lot? And this is controversial and so forth, and I get that, but I want you to hear me out, right? It's a 90-room, it'd be a 90-room hotel, about 35 feet. And I wrote some notes down because this is this important. This is the elephant in the room and I want to talk about it. Right? Downtown, and I hear the residents all the time, they want a grocery store. Right? They want more restaurants. They want development. They wonder why we don't move, like we haven't moved in some places off 1962. 10 years ago, I think it was about, one of the city councils offered height bonuses. Was it 10 or 8, Vic? Do you remember? 10. And the thing was is that the Adriana got built a few years later. The pit, the theater is finally being finished. And the pit between Wally's and Jack in the Box is still there. Here was adding an extra story to their buildings, if not more, and millions of dollars of value to their property. And we still couldn't get things moving. And another thing is that as much as I hate to say this, the residents of Des Moines have a lot of times been our own worst enemy. In a little bit of history, so in the late 60s, when the Marina was coming in, there was a violent opposition to the Marina coming in. And it even went through the Superior Court of King County, which the opposition won, and then it was overturned in the Supreme Court. But we all today can agree that the Marina is one of the greatest assets the city has, right? So the problem is are we willing to change? Are we willing to consider things? Are we able to open our minds and look at things? So I want to give you a couple of things that I have personally of why I think we should consider a hotel down on the Marina floor where it's showing in the picture here. So first is we're trying to change the city, right? We're trying to develop the downtown and give a reason for investors and developers. Well, as a city, I'm a strong believer in private property, but the city, the Marina floor is the city's property, and we've got to do something there that improves the amenities that will bring interest to the downtown area for future development to get the city changed and moving forward. There's a couple advantages here. It is a premier location. A lot of people talk about why would you put a hotel there?
Are versus against the wall, or why don't you put it in town? Well, anybody in the business knows location, location, location is one of the first and best rules of business. There, this would be, if you look at storefronts, it would have a south, north, and west storefront. It would have 90 rooms, and the thing was is that we have the beach park that has events in it. We have a lot of the boaters that visit, and they have people come. We have the theater, as I told you, that would have 500 people, so there's possible stays there. We have an advantage. We take the negative impacts of the airport. There's an opportunity here to get some of the positive. This is prime real estate for some kind of view like that. This, the other advantage would be you'd have 500 people a week in there. Now they're gonna enjoy things. How many, you guys all, you're all marina folks, so you go around to other marinas and so forth. There's amenities at the other marinas. There's hotels, there's restaurants, there's shops and other things. We need to have that too, right? The thing is that, well, you know, and everybody's got their right to their opinion. No problem there, I understand that. But here's the thing, is those 500 people are gonna eat in our restaurants, shop in our shops. If I was a business owner here, this is a golden opportunity. It's also gonna give us, with the restaurants doing so more and the development coming in, there'll be a strong desire to have more restaurants. It'd be 35 feet, and I'll be honest with you, the two condos down on the marina floor would have part of their view blocked. Other than that, not much effect. The walkability, the bathrooms aren't going anywhere. There's a rumor that we're gonna tear off the brand new bathrooms and things like that. It would be advantageous to us. And here's another benefit. I believe, and I've seen this when I go to other marinas, I'm down at Edmonds or Mukilteo or on Ruston Way. The hotels are always full, and I see people in the evenings and the mornings drinking coffee or drinking wine in the evening. And I truly believe, I think it makes the property surrounding the area much more valuable, because I think there's going to be a group of people that will desire to live here. We've all gone to places, we've seen the views, love it, and you look, man, could we live here? You know? And I think it's going to greatly benefit the surrounding community.
What about the parking?
So that was the thing, is because of that, underneath the harbor steps and part of that, we would have the parking right here. I think we were talking 150 or something like that. You know, and there are times where we can use portions of the south end of the lot and so forth like that. But parking's always going to be a problem in a community like ours. But with ferry service, light rail, Ubers, those kind of things, we can offset some of that too. I'm not pretending that it's not a problem, but that was one of our efforts, was to add parking. So not only would there be parking with the green roof, but there would also be some parking underneath the harbor steps, because it's kind of a dead space. Well, yes, and they would use that in the evenings and things like that. I'm not saying it's perfect, but it's a way we were able to add another 150 spots. And then in one of the hoteler investor developers I spoke to, when he heard about the hotel, we were considering putting it on the north parking lot, and I just asked him, what do you think? His words were, it's a game changer. Now, I'm not saying it's gonna happen. I'm just saying that we need to explore the possibility, because it's got great potential. That's my message here. And that's why I'm asking for an open mind. We want those amenities. The thing is the marina will always be the marina. We've sectioned off the water. We've got the south parking lot. We've got CSR. We've got the, you know, we're going to have the adaptive purpose building for dry stack storage. That's going to be a revenue generator and increaser to think of things sustainably. We're trying to build a marina for 2072 and 2122. The truth is the marina got built in 1970 or 1970. Marinas today, this front part here, would be developed already. So if we don't consider it and we don't look at it, and that's what I'm asking, is have an open mind and think about it. This economic generator here and interest and the tourism is that's what I believe is going to be the driving force to develop the downtown. It's the amenities we can control spur the development, interest, businesses coming in and so forth, where we can get a vibrant town. And we can look the way, we can realize the potential we've all known Des Moines could be. The other, you know, you guys are not, remember what 10, 12 years ago, there was an effort to do this. And the truth was, is I think people fear the change, honestly. Right? And I'll talk about the Van Gansman property that's now the deck. People didn't want to see the building go. Now they love the new park. It's because they saw the change. Unfortunately, with this, we can only talk about it right now. But if it did come to this fruition, the benefit for this community would be really great. And it's a great economic developer. Like I said, with SR3 and that and the theater, you're talking hundreds and hundreds of people coming into our community and spending their dollars. That's what changes the downtown, and that's what moves us forward to where we want to be, right? And so that's just kind of my position there. I just wanted you to understand what the perspective we were coming from. The walkability is still going to be there. You know, the great atmosphere, it's just going to have more. We're talking about another thing we're going to add is a splash park for kids in the summertime. You know, so there's going to be all these great things in the park, or the park and the marina and so forth. And it's going to have beautiful walkability. And I'm telling you, it's going to be a marina that you're going to be proud to bring your friends to. It's all speculation design, but we've talked about restaurants, rooftop things. We've talked about like a shop on the side. We've also talked about the adaptive purpose building having a couple shops, that kind of thing as well. And the quarter deck's proven the viability down there. If anything has, it's been a wonderful partner, and we've learned so much from their experience. Ken's been great to share those thoughts with us. I personally have watched and observed. But all of that, we talked about that. A hotel's going to have a restaurant. They're probably going to have a shop or two in the natural design, but I'm not going to speak for them. It's all possible, like I said. But if we don't entertain the possibility of this, we just discount it right now. We sold ourselves short, is my point. That's what I'm saying here. So, but the truth is, this would be such a huge economic driver to the downtown. Like I said, that's 500 people a week. They're going to eat in that restaurant, and they're going to eat uptown. Right? Because we're the accessibility to town, we're going to have the alleyway and the urban stream and the walking path. It's a golden opportunity. We are setting the stage for people to come in. I'll be honest with you. One of the biggest problems we have in town is we have land bankers and deadbeat landlords. No offense to them. They own property and they've done nothing with it. A perfect example is the theater, right across from the theater. There's a lot there that the city tried to negotiate to have parking. And this was 8, 9 years ago, okay? They were going to do a retaining wall. The city was going to do a retaining wall. All we wanted was a guarantee of 10 years to use that as a parking lot. It's 9 years later, and nothing's been done with that property because they didn't want to sign a 10-year lease. This is our problem. So the truth is we've got to get investors and developers in this town that want to build something, change the state of the land, improve the property. Right? We're like I said, our height limits are 35 feet downtown. Just like the hotel. So that's all I'm asking, is have that open mind, see things from that perspective. It's just not a superficial thing. We're not vindictive to these people. I feel for them. If somebody built before me, I would fight like hell too, right? But I have to think of it as the mayor or council member, we're challenged to think of things holistically. And candidly, a lot of times, a vocal minority sways the move and takes it and moves our city backward. And in this particular case, what I'm asking for is open minds, considering, and if we decide to go this, go with it bravely. As a community, we have to do this together. Bill. Yes.
And yet it seems to just jump out every time there's an opportunity for an FR agreement. The farmer's market, offices. In other words, you can't get all that stuff in that adaptive purpose.
So, Bill, all I'm going to tell you is since that building's been in conception, it's always been discussed that it would have enough room to include those amenities and still be able to service the dry stack storage. I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's really important for us all.
Yeah, no, that's the first priority. That's why we're building a building. The truth is the rents on the other ones won't pay the bills. It's going to be the mortgage in there. And that is the first, just so you know, that's the first priority. But there's angles and positions and a little bit of things that we can take advantage of, like on an upper level or something like that, or might be above one of the repair stations or something like that, where it's tied into the switchbacks off the walking list, where you could get a couple shops, but we've always wanted some kind of community gathering space, because in the winter time, or 6 to 9 months of the year, we've got the auditorium and the beach park. We'd like to have something more on the marina floor, where the community can gather, where we can do farmers markets in the wintertime and stuff like that. So it's always been part of the vision. Whether it ends up somewhere else up here in the front or not, I don't know, but it's part of the vision. But the priority is the smaller boat dry stack storage. That I know, that's what I have in mind. It's not. Now, I can't make somebody invest in property. You can't do it either.
But you're saying they need to be bought out by
Yeah. Well, that's the thing is I believe, and we've already heard from a number of them. In fact, I know the city manager's been given a lot of investors and developers, and a lot of it came out of the ferry service and the PR, where it put us back on the map. A lot of people like what we're doing and they're interested in doing something downtown. The guys in the theater, they loved it so much, they may procure another property one day. This is the thing, is we've got to make it attractive for them to change it. There's one building where unfortunately some lady leased it to a guy that kind of ran a sham business and he had an alcohol problem. And the short story of it is, some brewery wanted to do it, but she didn't want to rent it to him because she didn't want to contribute to alcoholism because of her prior rent. This is the kind of stuff we just have to change. Now, here's the thing. They'll do very well, those people that own the property now. But if we can get it into somebody's hands that can do it, develop it, and change the dynamic. The theater guys hate when I use this, but I believe it's a domino. As that one gets developed, I believe all of a sudden the other buildings, you already see one on 227 coming up now. And honestly, if you go around to other cities, Kirkland, some of the others, this is what they've done. They have mixed use, they have parking, they have some retail space, and they got some residential. The other advantage is if we can do that downtown and add the density, then we can start talking about a grocery store. I'm in the retail business. And a grocery store, the way they decide where they're going to put a store is they put a pin where the store is and they draw a 3 mile circumference around it. What's half of ours? It's water. So if we can increase the density here and up on the hill and stuff like that, we got a fighting chance of getting a grocery store, an Amazon Fresh or somebody like that. I mean, I'm pie in the sky here, but I believe it's possible.
And from what I've heard from some of these individuals that I've been fortunate to talk, they seem to be interested to want to play. Is that it? Okay, I've taken long enough. I'm going to turn it back over to Todd. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Matt. Harbor Master's report.